when we start to tune into our intuition and really open up to that new dimension of the mind, I think there's a lot of potential there. We have an untapped whole portion of our mind that we haven't used yet. And intuition, I think, is the key to unlocking that and expanding our consciousness and really, discovering, what we're really here for and what we're made to do.
You are now listening to the podcast where authors inspire listeners to become authors, the Going North Podcast. I'm your host, certified self-leadership trainer, best-selling author, and book enthusiast, Dom Brightman. And you're going to be listening to a different author that will inspire you to join the business of immortality, known as authorship. Now let the fun begin. How's it going, my friends? I'm excited because yours truly has finally added another offering to the wonderful mission of helping you to advance further in life, known as the Going North Advancement Compass. This new book is a success journal. It is the fulfillment field guide for your success. So if you want a method to crack the code on how to be a good day architect, then pick up this wonderful book right here. If you want to stop feeling lost and start conquering your goals, then pick up this wonderful destiny diary to document your days, known as the Going North Advancement Compass, on Amazon.com. And we're going to put a link to that in the wonderful show notes. That way you can check it out like a library book, my friends. Now let's get on with today's episode. And today on the Highlight Reel Builder for Authors, known as the Going North Podcast, we got another super special, awesome human for you today, courtesy of, well, actually, now I think about it, she's a returning guest. And funny enough, Lori Walker, the lovely Lori Walker, that bundle of sunshine that she is, actually introduced us a couple years ago, and she's back again and indeed, because today's wonderful guest, y'all, is right indeed. If you enjoyed the first conversation, you're going to enjoy today's conversation indeed. Because if you thought last time was freaking great and you had some wonderful clarification on what it means on your wonderful abilities that we all have that you don't want to admit but kind of have to admit these days, you're going to be in for a treat that's good enough to eat five times over indeed. Because we got her back, y'all, the wonderful international best-selling author, innovation leader, intuition teacher, if not the world's number one leading authority on tuition, because she is the wonderful founder, y'all, the wonderful founder of the Intuition Labs. Let's give it up for the dean of intuition herself, Kim Chesney.
Thank you so much, Dom. It's great to be back. I'm excited to talk with you today.
Oh yeah, I'm excited to have you back. I was like, oh shoot, so many darn emails pop up, and then I was like, oh wait, Kim Chesney, remember that pretty name? Like, oh shoot, yeah, another book coming out. Oh wait, let me shoot an email. I was like, all right, cool. Got her in time for the launch.
That's right. Big time.
Yes, ma'am, indeed. Yes, ma'am, indeed. So how's it been these past year and a half with all the plotting and the researching and the planning and the cave dwelling and such while you're crafting your new greatest work?
Oh my gosh, you literally exactly described my life for the last year. There was a lot of cave dwelling. There was a lot of going underground. And wow, it really took me a whole year to write this book. And it feels really good to come back out in the sunshine and get ready to share it with everybody and really spread the message. This book blew my mind. It changed my mind about the way I even understood intuition and the world. So I'm really excited for people to read it and see what they think.
Oh, sweet. That's what I'm talking about. Indeed. I'm talking about indeed. So have there been any of the skills you've been developing over the past year or so since the last conversation?
Yeah. So, after, when we met the first time, we talked about my last book, Radical Intuition. And, I had a really great time launching that book and really getting to know a lot of people and having students in Intuition Lab, really starting to see the magic of their intuition at work and realizing that, wow, intuition is something that's, yeah, this is real. This is something that I can tangibly experience and understand in terms of, a very rational, practical integration in my life. So I had all these people coming to me and recognizing that, this was something that they realized was happening in their life, but they're like, how does it work? Like, how is it possible? Like, how, if I think of someone and they call me a minute later, like, how is that actually working? How is that possible? If I have a thought that something's going to happen in the future and then it actually happens, how does that work? Like, am I being fed guidance from spirits? Do I have supernatural powers? Like, what is really going on? So that became my question, really, because I wanted to be able to answer that in the most profound and balanced way possible. So I began researching the science behind intuition, and I came across some really wonderful people serendipitously at the same time. Dr. Irvin Laszlo, who wrote the book Science in the Akashic Field, and some other folks like Jude Curvin, another physicist who really tries to explain the world in terms of consciousness and intuition and all of these other beautiful things that we're really starting to understand now are a natural part of life. So I really went down this rabbit hole of exploring the world behind this world and what's happening in the deep dimension and how our intuition actually works, and made some fascinating discoveries.
Ooh, that's right indeed. It's probably a loaded question, but what would you consider probably most fascinating of the discoveries?
Yeah, no. So I think the most really sort of important idea that came out of my research for this book and working with these leading edge physicists is the understanding of the non-local quantum field. So most schools aren't even really teaching this yet because it's such new science. It hasn't even become a real mainstream understanding. But anybody who's really keeping up with physics and science is understand this sort of quest for the unified field, this theory of everything that unites all living and really non-living things. Everything in creation is united and held in this field. And Dr. Laszlo did a lot of research around this and was even nominated for a Nobel Prize for his research around the non-local field, which he calls in his book the Akashic Field. And he names it this way because, as we've heard, we've probably you read spiritual books or you have spiritual inclination, you've probably heard of the Akashic Record. And it's so fascinating because this field around us, it's also called the non-local field because it's just not local to us. It's everywhere and it's within us, outside of us. It interconnects everything in no time at all. So this field is really the medium which thought and intuition and energy and information is exchanged between consciousness. So we realize we're living in a conscious universe where our thoughts are conveyed in codes. Hence the title of the book, The Illumination Code, or the Guiding Inner Code, how we are all interconnected by this invisible, non-local Akashic field of information and energy that stores the entire memory of the universe, everything that's happening now, happening in the past, happening in the future. It's all happening in the present now. And this book really digs into how that's possible and then how to start working with that field to experience this sort of magic in our life.
That magic indeed. That's right indeed. That's right. And the good news is we don't even need a wand.
No, it's called your intuition.
heck yeah, indeed. And my goodness, you can freaking pick up this book and tell us like, oh yeah, this definitely book is researched indeed. It's right indeed. I was able to go through a little bit of it. Got through the first chapter in time for today's conversation. I'm like, yep, that's right indeed. This is a book you definitely have to do. It ain't just one you read and enjoy. You gotta do it like a whole mountain.
Yeah, all like that's one of the characteristics of all my books is that they're not just reading books, they're doing books, right? Because I don't want you to just take it from me. I want to show you how to experience this yourself because that's when you really start to learn to wonder and learn to trust yourself when you experience the magic on your own, right? So it's an exciting book. It's got a lot of revelations, a lot of new insights that I think are new to really our understanding of intuition. But at the same time, it's also very practical and easy. I sort of distilled all the science talk down so that everyday people like you and I can understand it and work with it and then bring it into our lives and use it every day.
Sweet. It's right indeed. It's right indeed. It's right indeed. Especially with the power of insight That's right. Because if I'm not mistaken, I guess you call it the most advanced form of knowledge acquisition for humans, right? Insight, right?
Yeah, I think honestly believe that that's the future of human consciousness. We've gotten really smart using our intellectual brains, but if we really want to take it to the next level, we need to tap into our intuitive genius. Intuition is the source of genius. Einstein, Steve Jobs, Tesla, some of the greatest geniuses throughout history are some of the hugest intuition advocates because they realized that there was a different kind of knowing that came from just opening up and receiving intuitive awareness, and a kind of knowing that's easier, quicker, and more effective, really, than using our linear thinking mind to try and solve the problems ourselves. So when we start to tune into our intuition and really open up to that new dimension of the mind, I think there's a lot of potential there. We have an untapped whole portion of our mind that we haven't used yet. And intuition, I think, is the key to unlocking that and expanding our consciousness and really, discovering, what we're really here for and what we're made to do.
Made to do, indeed. That's right, indeed. Because, yeah, a lot of funny enough, I love how you mentioned it's like not linear thinking, because it's like, hey, a lot of problems these days aren't always linear. It's like you got a whole web, it's like a whole spider web, indeed. And you kind of need more than just one way of thinking to really get to really where you want from point A to point B, indeed. So, what did you discovered yourself in this magical web through this magical process of getting to finally getting this book done?
Yeah, I think that it really boils down to one really simple idea when we're talking about intuition and what it really is. And that is that intuition is a quantum phenomenon. It is the quantum part of our brain. That's why I call the book Seven Keys to Unlocking Your Quantum Intelligence, because I, really through all my research, everything points to the fact that intuition is a quantum function that's capable of going from that point A to point Z in an instant without all the figuring out in between. And, really understanding that we have this new way of thinking that we can adopt and understand it, then things start to make sense with intuition that didn't used to make sense. So, for example, 200 years ago, before the quantum revolution, we had no idea about computers. We had no idea about computer codes or how information was stored in the cloud or on hard drives or conveyed through fiber optic light cables. We had no concept of this sort of really electrical and microcosmic dimension of life. So in the old days, when they talked about supernatural phenomenon, like things like precognition or prophecy or telepathy, all of these things were like magical and became forbidden because nobody understood how they worked because they didn't adhere to the laws of the cause and effect material world. And the world we live in here, up is up and down is down. You drop an apple and it falls. But in the quantum world, things that are separated by a million miles still communicate, right? So things that seem to be separate and unique in the material world are actually still deeply connected on a subatomic level. And that's where the magic starts to happen. When we see all of these things, virtually every concept that you could look at in terms of the occult or the supernatural or ESP, all of that we're realizing can be boiled down to a quantum understanding of the human mind, that we're functioning and communicating on a microcosmic level at really a foundational level of life. And that is what makes things feel like magic when they're actually really just part of our human design.
Yeah, sorry, indeed. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. That's right, the human design. That's right, indeed. That's right. That's a complicated system. That's all
It is.
interconnected. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. And besides, it may feel like a million miles away, but hey, not all the time. If it's just a human body, but the mind definitely limitless. Indeed, indeed. So my goodness, so with this magical book coming out, is there any lessons learned from a marketing standpoint that you feel like you're doing better this time around compared to your first book launch?
Oh, well, we'll see how that turns out. I'll let you know after April 2nd. But I can't imagine it would be worse since my last book launched during the pandemic. So that had its own set of challenges. bringing a book into the world during, this huge time of crisis. And there was a lot going on in the world. And, you know, I really felt that it was good timing in a lot of ways, because I think people started to realize how important intuition was and our inner connection, especially during a time when we were all forced to be alone with ourselves and go within. So there was really, there was a beautiful side to that in terms of timing. But I have to say, it's really nice at this point, really just having life be back to normal and be able to get out and do events and meet people and just really have time to focus on bringing this, what I think is an important message, to the world.
Important indeed. That's right, indeed. Yeah, it's rustic size, but I guess no coincidence. It's like, oh yeah, radical intuition. It's like, all right, time to go with them, buddy. That's right, indeed. Been outside for too long. They say go outside, but hey, sometimes you gotta go inside.
Indeed. Yep.
So, since you're going on a tour once again with the wonderful work that you're doing, is there a question that you wish folks would ask you more often?
Well, I think, you know, I get a lot of different questions about this work, and it always starts with, you know, how do I use my intuition more powerfully in my life? And I think that is really the core question that we all have to ask in our life. I mean, even me, you know, even though I've been passionate about researching and sharing and developing intuition for, well, nearly 30 years now, you know, it's an ongoing process. You know, you never sort of reach the finish line, because your intuition just keeps opening up more and more experiences of this sort of magical dimension of life. So I think that's a question we all have to continue to ask ourselves every day, is how can I more deeply know myself, and how can I more deeply experience the world within me and live by its guiding truth, you know, in tandem with that sort of coherence of the expansion of life, because the world is expanding and our minds are expanding with it, at least they're meant to be. So if we're not growing and expanding, we're not living in really full coherence and flow with life, right? So I just think it's really important for all of us to walk our own path and really take the next step for each and every one of us to open our minds to our potential.
There you go. Open your minds up to your potential. It's right indeed. Open it up, y'all. It's right indeed. Put it in the gym, y'all. Put it in the intuition lab if you have to. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Because I heard Kim is inside of the magical lab, like your personal trainer, except with your brain, with the lab coat instead of the good old workout pants. Indeed, telling your brain to work its magical magic. That's right.
It is like going to the gym. It really is. You got to work it out. You got to build up that muscle.
Yeah, because it's true. Because intuition definitely is a muscle, kind of like with anything else. It's like a skill and almost at the same time. It's like something you got to sharpen and really pay attention to, or it's like, that voice, I'm pretty sure I heard that somewhere else. It's like, that's not me. That's not my intuition. That's probably something else. It's probably talking about food or whatever. It's totally not intuition.
Yeah. You have to learn to distinguish those voices in your head, right? Because it's easy to miss our intuition because there are other voices. There's our inner critic. There's, there's all our conditioning, the voices of the people that we know that have sort of stayed with us. But it's really hard to hone into that one true voice unless you keep practicing and get to know it and trust it and really live by it as your companion every day.
Yeah, that's right indeed. So there's been a time where you felt like you should have listened to your intuition, but you didn't.
Yeah, a lot of those. I think those are the times that are our best teachers with intuition, honestly. And you know, they're fewer and far between now in my old age. But when I was younger, I mean, that's how we fail forward, right? We hear that little inner voice saying you should do this and or you should not do this, and then you know we do the opposite, and then we feel the effects and the consequences. And that's one way of intuition teaching us how important it is. So. I always tell people, don't beat yourself too much when you said, oh my, you know, I had a feeling I shouldn't have done that, and I did it anyway, and this terrible thing happened. That's happened to all of us at some point, and really, it's the best opportunity to learn because now you really have concrete validation of your intuition. Your intuition told you not to do that, and you did it anyway. So there you go. You know your intuition was right. So sometimes the best way to get a real validation is to make a mistake, fail forward, learn from our mistakes, and then, next time we listen to that inner voice. And next time the consequences might have been something even more drastic. So it's a good thing we had that lesson so we don't make that mistake at a time where it really counts.
Yeah, that's right indeed. Especially when the sheep show up. That's what really counts. That's right indeed. Don't count sheep while you're driving. Don't do it.
Nope, not a good idea.
My goodness, my goodness. So proper magical term out there nowadays, probably entanglement still to this day, but you go into a more positive realm with when it comes to quantum entanglement. So my going deeper into that and what folks may expect from learning more about quantum entanglement.
I think quantum entanglement is really one of the key principles behind this kind of work because people always ask, well, if there's a part of us that knows everything. So that's one of the things I say is there's a part of us that knows everything. That's really the first key when you're going through the book is recognizing that you do have a higher self, a deeper self, a part of you that has access to all of the information in the universe, and that is read through your intuition. So if we have this part of us that knows everything, why don't we all just know everything all the time, right? So that's a question that you get a lot, right? Like, how come we don't just all know everything? And the answer, to simplify the answer is that, we're individuals, we're in these bodies with these very limited brains that are sort of reduction valves of all the reality that's out there. So the one good thing about the brain is it sort of filters down the information that we receive based on stuff that's near to us or stuff that we're entangled with, right? Stuff that's important to us. So we only get the right information. So in the physical world, we see things around us based on our senses. We can interact with everything in our physical senses. On an energetic level, we have our intuitive senses, right? We have those intuitive pathways. We have, we can see in our mind's eye, we can hear in our mind's ear, right? All of these different things. And the information that comes from the intuitive level, though we can't measure it based on physical reality because it's beyond physical reality, we can measure it based on the idea of entanglement. We draw in information that we are connected with through our thoughts and feelings. So it's very likely that if someone that you deeply love, if they might be in distress and they're trying to get a hold of you, you might get the idea, I should call them. I should reach out to them because you're entangled on an energetic level. So part of you feels that sort of whatever disturbance in the force it might be and responds. So all around you, all the information and energy that exists in your sort of web of entanglement in your life, you're connected with the people that are in your heart that you care about. You're connected with the people that you think about, right? I have a really great example of entanglement in the very beginning of the story of the book in the introduction. So I was writing the book and I started the book out talking about this experience I had when I lived in England and I gypsy read my poems and had made this prediction that came 100% true with a date and everything. Like she was amazing. So there was none of this like, oh, someday this really nebulous thing will happen. Like she was like, in 1994, you're going to be in court, you're going to be doing that. And sure enough, all that happened. So I'm recounting this story about the night that I went to the Hall Fair and met this gypsy in England in 1992, I guess it was. And I was writing about the friends that I went with. And the one friend that I had gone there with, I hadn't heard from in since that year when I lived over. So over what, 30 years since I had heard from him or talked to him. And while I was writing that, he reached out to me on social media. After 30 years, at the same time that I was thinking about him and writing about him, because on some level we were still entangled, and a little part of him knew that a little part of me was giving our memories, attention, right? So we ended up reconnecting and talking and all of this stuff at this time where I just happened to be writing about him and thinking about him for the first time in 30 years. So that's a great example of entanglement. If you've ever had people just sort of show up in your life that you haven't heard from for a very long time and you've just been thinking about them, well, then you've experienced entanglement too. So entanglement works in so many different ways with the past and the future and beyond space and time. So it's really, really cool to start seeing that happen in your life.
That's right, indeed. Sorry, remember that in the introduction, indeed. I bet it was creepy as hell too, just recounting that, especially when you're writing it too.
Well, I literally, I saw it. I'm like, he followed me on Instagram, and I just wrote back. I was like, shut up. You did not just follow me now. I'm like, this did not just happen. I was like, I was just writing about you in my book and you just followed me and literally proved what I'm talking about in my book by doing that. So we had a good laugh about it. And yeah, it was actually a lot of fun. It was a great story. And this kind of stuff happens to me so often now, Dawn. Like in the old days, it used to freak me out. And now once you really start to lean into your intuition, it just becomes a way of life. And the universe just keeps doing this over and over again. And you realize that, wow, like the more energy I put into this, the more this stuff happens. And it just becomes a lifestyle. I call it insightfulness, right? We talk about mindfulness. It's really important to be slow and still and be present. But for me, the next step beyond that is insightfulness, because once you start to live in that presence where you're open to your intuition and you allow the stillness to speak, it brings you all kinds of magic through your intuition. So yeah, so it really relivens your whole sense of wonder in the world.
That's what I'm talking about. They gotta relive no sense in the world. Days right indeed. Freaking amazing indeed. It's like, yep, that's right indeed. You're a psychic and you didn't even know it.
That's right.
Know it. That's right indeed. It's like you will listen to a podcast episode. It's like, hey, I'm already doing it. All right, cool. All right.
You would be surprised.
It's like, all right, so you got the Powerball tickets? Like, nope, that's G14 classified.
Well, there's always going to be people who want to do that, right? And that's like, that's a lot like remote viewing. So if you've heard of remote viewing, it was really popular in the 70s and 80s that with the government had a secret investigation called Project Stargate, where they worked with just pretty much everyday people, creatives and intuitive people, to psychically spy on our enemies. So the project actually went on for like 20 years and to the tune of $20 million. So it was actually very successful, but it comes into that idea that, yeah, we do have access to secrets and other information that could be useful. So, you know, and people are always like, oh, well, how do we use this ability, you know, for good? And we have to be careful that, you know, we don't use it for the wrong reasons, but it is possible to, you know, to tap into those things on certain levels. But, you know, we really have to make sure that we stay balanced and grounded and spiritual in our approach to this, or, you know, we could start to use it for the wrong things. And because at the end of the day, it's not about our ego. It's not about getting ahead. It's about reconnecting. It's about finding ourselves and, you know, bringing the world together. So we really have a choice to make, you know, if we want to make that choice to reconnect and find unity and share the love, or if we want to, you know, stay in this world of conflict and separation and, you know, work against each other and kind of just focus on getting what's best for us personally, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's right, indeed. Gotta use for good. That's right. The good old Uncle Ben quote, great power comes with great responsibility. That's right, indeed.
Exactly.
That's right, indeed. I don't know why when you said Stargate reminded me of that. I think it was a TV show, Stargate Atlantis, right?
Yeah. You know, and I'm not sure if there's any correlation between them. I think that the Stargate was, I mean, that's a different concept in physics, I think, altogether, but it's all part of this idea that, you know, with the quantum revolution, were able to do these really spectacular things that, again, 200 years ago, we would have thought were completely impossible or magic or something. But now it's like, okay, this is just the future that we're working towards.
That means it's a bright future. That's right
I
indeed.
hope.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Well, I mean, hey, there ain't no real hope needed because, I mean, Illumination Code, I mean, it's kind of already happening. I mean, you're helping it to make it happen, you know. That's right indeed with the folks tapping into their inner luminescence.
Light, the light. We've realized that light, you hear things like the word, like our inner light, to, you know, all that light has this really powerful role throughout history and spirituality. And, you know, we understand now through physics that light actually carries information, things like fiber optic cables and the internet, all that information is carried on light. So there is something really beautiful about light as a delivery of wisdom and truth and understanding and that real connection, right? When we die, we go into the light. Well, the light is more than just light. The light is knowingness. It is consciousness, right? It's being. So it's really beautiful to really start understanding this world as a world, a living world of consciousness and light. And our intuition is the key, really, to reading all of that and knowing all of that.
Right indeed, preach it. Right indeed, preach it. That's right indeed. Might as well put Reverend in front of the title. The Reverend Lied. That's right indeed. Reverend Chesney preaching about the Illumination Code, baby. You ain't gonna just see the light. You're gonna feel it. You're gonna tap into it. You're gonna grab it by the jugular.
Own that
It
light. That's right. It's your light. You're gonna take it. The light is for everybody, and it really is. We do just have to step into it and own it and work with it instead of letting the world tell us we should tune it out or that it's not real.
Heck yeah, indeed. Kind of like 0 calories, indeed. So light. Well, speaking of 0 calories, your fabulous new magical book that folks should add to their bookshelves, The
Yes.
Illumination Code, 7 Keys to Unlock Your Quantum Intelligence. If that book were a food, what would it be and why?
Ah, wow. Okay, so that's like officially the most unique question I think I've ever gotten in an interview. So, Dom, you win. If my book was a food, what would it be? Well, the first thing intuitively that pops into my head is a salad. So I'm going to go with salad because salads are really good for you and essential for human life if you really want to have good gut health. So I think ultimately it is something that it's not junk food. It's not a junk food book. You know, there's a lot of books out there that just sort of want to make us feel good or, you know, just want to tell us what we want to hear, but this is really a book that's just meant to help you understand the world better, understand why you're here, and to live every day from a place of truth and realizing that there's so much more out there to our existence than we ever imagined. There's a world of magic and wonder, and there are, I would say, my big saying for this book is the new frontier is the inner frontier. You know, we've gone into space. We know that like there's amazing things that wait out in the galaxies and the solar systems. We've explored our planet. But the real adventure, the real truth, the real wisdom is when we go within and go into that deep inner dimension. And that's the part of us that is eternal and transcends even the boundaries of our life on this planet.
That's right indeed. That's right. That's right indeed. Don't let your inner wonderful frontier cease. That's right indeed. Save that for the salad. That's right indeed. Toss it, y'all. That's right indeed. That's right. Toss all the salad, y'all. That's right indeed. Toss it. Let it stay open. That's
It's
right
a good
indeed.
salad, like a tasty salad, you know? It's not like one of those salads you get like as a side meal, like, you know, in like Eden Park or something, right? It's like a good salad that's got like seeds and nuts and protein and a tasty dressing. Maybe a little goat cheese too, unless you're vegan.
There you go. There you go. That's right indeed. So throw some dressing on your brain metaphorically, y'all. That's right indeed. Intuition
Right.
labs got you covered. That's right, dude. I forgot about the Intuition Lab, even though I mentioned it like twice already. So, my goodness, any exciting developments for the Intuition Lab? Any new courses coming out via the lab?
Yeah, we have a new course launching in May called Inner Magic, and it's based on the book. So it's a 4-week course. If you read the book and you're like, this is really cool, I want to try this and get some feedback and practice with some other people, I offer year-round live workshops where we practice in partners and groups. And this I found is really the most powerful form of intuition development, is working with other people, because you get such great validations and you realize how actually easy all of this stuff is. So even if you think, I don't have any intuitive ability, I can't do this, I beg to differ, because I have had people from all walks of life, even including my own husband, who's a military man in cybersecurity, who has started to rely on his intuition 24/7 after meeting me. So no matter what your background is, really, you know, I design courses and workshops to help you recognize how powerfully you're already using your intuition and how to use it more profoundly every day to be that sort of true north in everything that you do.
Ah, there you go. That's right. He saw the light and it was good. And she was the light.
Indeed. Let there be light. That's it, right? That's where it all started.
Yeah, that's right, indeed. So my goodness, we're coming down to the magical question reserved for guests to make it back to round two.
I get a special question.
Heck, indeed. That's right, indeed. So if you were called to give the final keynote speech that the entire world would literally hear and listen to for generations to come, you're literally going to speak to all 8 billion people on Earth at the same time. You're going to literally have a TEDx talk, but it's 60 freaking minutes. What would be the main message that you would share? What would the main points of that message entail?
Yeah, I mean, I think it really is the core message behind intuition, is that there is a world of magic and wonder and wisdom and love, even all of the things that we really crave in this world, but that often elude us. On the other side of our intuition is where we find all of that. So I would, you know, what I hope people get from this book and all of my work is to realize that there is this dimension within us that is beautiful and magical and alive with wonder. And that's something that we've sort of had beaten out of us in our materialistic, culture in the age of information. We're very desensitized to the magic and the wonder, and we think we know everything because we've figured out how Newtonian physics works, but we don't know anything. We have just the tip of the iceberg. There is so much more out there. There's a whole inner world waiting for exploration, and I'm so excited about what the future holds for this, because there are people out there who recognize this and are really understanding that this is a powerful force, even in business and innovation. You know, like all people who are really out there doing amazing work, like, again, like people like Steve Jobs and Einstein and Tesla. Intuition isn't just a spiritual thing. I mean, it is truly at its heart a spiritual thing, but it's meant to be interwoven in everything we do and create on this planet. So when we start to recognize that we have this dimension within us that can bring that magic into the world, I'm so excited to see what we're capable of doing.
Woo-hoo! That's right, indeed. It ain't just hair and soda cans, y'all. We're going to be doing a lot, y'all. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. A lot of magical discoveries await. That's right, indeed. And we got a guest today who loves personal growth and not letting grass grow beneath their feet, y'all. That's right, indeed. Because good news is, this is probably only the beginning still. She's probably got some more stuff cooking. So for those who need to keep in contact with you and follow your journey when you make new discoveries, indeed, what's the best way for folks to do so?
Yeah, you can just check out my website at kimchesney.com, Chesney with a T. And I have a free intuition awakening guide. You can start right now, and all kind of other free stuff. I have a really cool interactive insight card deck that you can play with and start getting some insights for your life and some guidance. So I've really created an opportunity for you to work with some different tools and play around to sort of get the ball rolling with your intuition. And then if you love it, you can come to my website, my school at intuition-lab.com, Intuition Lab. And that's where we have all kinds of courses and year-round workshops, and all are welcome, no matter how astute you are with your intuition. So it's a great place to get out and practice and meet some fellow seekers on the journey.
That's what I'm talking about. Some fellow seekers indeed. That's right indeed. Sorry, that right, folks. Now we got some listeners that love some good old wonderful oracle decks and such. That's right indeed. So cop that insight deck too. See what insights come to your mind. Get that illumination going. That's right indeed. It might be so bright, the insight, you might not be able to see for 3 days. Right indeed. Might be that big. Let me stop. Let's hope it ain't that deep. That's a little too deep. Hope it ain't that big of an insight.
Like, oh, hey, that could be a really great insight, though. You never know.
Be like, who needs drugs when we got an insight deck? Like, my goodness.
Exactly. Yeah. The truth is the greatest drug.
Heck yeah, that's right indeed. Yep. That's right indeed. That's the real matrix breaker right there. That's right indeed.
Yep.
You know, just grab an insight deck and then grab a book too. Maybe grab the whole illumination kit. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Might even there's a free kit that comes with the book. Yeah, everybody can download that on the website. If you get the book, make sure you go to my website. You get a free workbook and insight cards and all kind of affirmations and fun stuff for your intuition.
Woohoo! That's right indeed. That's right indeed. So do all that good stuff, y'all. You might dress up as a light bulb for Halloween just because of the occasion, y'all. That's right.
Not a bad idea. I'm going to be light for Halloween.
There you go. That's right indeed. Bonus points if you can get a group of penguins to wear the light bulb suits.
Oh, jeez.
Who needs flight when you got light? Am I right?
Hey, wow. And you're a poet and don't know it. That was like three rhymes right there.
That's right, Dave. Yeah, what can I say? Good folks bring the good stuff out of me. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. Before the rabbits dig a hole and want to join the penguins in the light bulb party, any parting words before we close up shop, Kim?
Yeah, I just want to first thank you for having me back and for this fun conversation. And to those listening, I just want to just invite them to take a moment when we're done here to really think about your own intuition and set an intention to start being true to yourself and listening to that inner voice, and just see how your life will change. Really, your intuition is your best friend. There's nothing to be afraid of with your intuition. Nothing wants you to succeed more than your own all-knowing self, the part of you that knows everything. So please tune into it, live your life by it. It's really the recipe for happiness.
If you're hearing this part of the episode, that means you're one cool individual. Thanks a bunch for tuning in, and if you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to share it with at least one other person in your network. Bonus points for three, and be sure to check out the backlog too while you're at it, because there are hundreds of wonderful episodes to choose from as well.